Welcome back to the Pitch Pod, everyone. I am Jeff, and I'm joined with Joe Channer. The reason we're here, Champions League. Joe, you and I both love the Champions League, and I think we have to mention the upcoming Leg 2 fixture between Inter, Milan, and Bayern. And, you know, the other fixtures are great, but I think when you come down to the possible outcomes in the second leg and the relative closeness of that first match, I think this is the game to watch, Joe, with the aggregate score currently sitting at Inter 2 and Bayern at 1. And we're headed to Milan to see the second leg of this fixture.
Well, I think the fact that, yes, what you said there, that it's close. It was maybe unexpected that they are carrying a one-goal lead going to the second leg, whereas a couple of the other fixtures we even talked about earlier, the Arsenal 3-0 victory over Real Madrid, this one's close, and there's a couple other results that were not so much. So I think if that's the point, yes, this would be one to get into.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it's that first leg, just to briefly mention it before we kind of look ahead at our predictions. It was pretty close, and, there was a big missed opportunity by Harry Kane, relatively open net that, 10 times out of 10, I think Kane would normally finish, and just off the post. And I think that really, after that, Bayern, you could see their whole team kind of slump and lose confidence at that point. So that was difficult to see. On the other side, you had Inter. They had 5 in the midfield, which seemed effective against Bayern. And Martinez, the Argentinian striker, I mean, that guy's dangerous. He's going to be dangerous in 2026 also, Joe. I mean, you want to talk about a guy that can facilitate, be a role player, and be a threat to score. I mean, he's just dominating in Serie A this season, as to be expected. And I can't wait to see what he does with Argentina. I know I'm looking ahead, way ahead, but when I see him play, that's what I think. In the back of my mind, I'm saying, okay, World Cup 2026, Argentina, Martinez is, I think that could be his moment to shine.
That's a good projection into, it is some ways, but it's not unrelevant or irrelevant to be speaking about what you're seeing there, a player developing at the professional level, and then also looking to see what you can anticipate they're going to do within the international. So I think it's important to mention that he is in probably the right fitting club, in a sense, and he's in the right competitions to, at his stage of development, to be getting the most out of it. And yes, if you're Argentinian supporter or you're Argentinian and you're looking at what a great opportunity for this kid to get better, to then bring that back to the Argentina hopes of winning a back-to-back World Cup.
Yeah, that'd be something. Yeah, he is
not gonna happen though. I already put that out there. Not gonna happen.
Okay,
I'll put that out there.
Okay.
Now, what early World Cup prediction? Argentina doesn't win. A stretch by all means, but just since it was there, I just laid it down.
Fair enough. Okay, I got you on the record here. Fair enough.
Yeah, there you go.
I do, and just before we move on, I do want to mention, it's not just his play that's continued to develop. It's his maturity. It's his leadership. I mean, he is the captain of Inter Milan, a team that's consistently at the top of the table of Serie A, a team that is consistently competitive and going far in the Champions League. So his time and growth as an individual and maturity, I mean, I think that is also going to translate. But again, we're a ways away from it, but I'm just so excited for it that I'm already thinking ahead for that. But nonetheless, it's not over, Joe. I mean, Harry Kane, he is one dangerous player himself. He's got a really good team around him. Mueller stepped up last match. So it's not over. You might go, and Inter's got this at home with they're up one in the aggregate. But I mean, Bayern is also one dangerous team in the Bundesliga. They've been here before. So, I mean, I guess when you look at both of these teams just in total, I guess what I'm saying is, do you think Bayern has a better chance to move on here, despite the fact that they're down one in the aggregate? Or are you going to go with Inter moving on because of the advantage they have and the momentum and the form that they're in?
Yeah, it's a good chance. I wouldn't say that Bayern has a better chance. I would say that they definitely have a chance, and that they're set up in such a way that they're probably approaching it going, they're thinking, okay, yes, of course, it's like going into it being down a goal. That's the approach, really, in some sense. It's like you already start, you blow that whistle, you're down a goal. How do you, from that beginning, approach this game? That's I would like to believe that that's everything that they've been working on between this last match and this next one, is that mentality of they know what they need to do. They know what they have to do. I think coming out and scoring a goal early, this level then, right? So if it's early, the earlier the better. I mean, that's almost an overstatement, right, in a sense. But I think that would be an approach that they might want to have already in their mindset. It's because that would then, in a sense, quiet the home supporters. That increases their chance. If we want to talk about a better chance or a chance at all, that is key to their success. It's an early goal, creates a level, and then that it can get, then think about how they're going to go get that second there, and then at the same time make sure that they're not giving up easy chances or giving away anything to the opposition there to then take them out of that opportunity to have that better chance or the chance to go through. Good side, could get the job done very well, flip the script, and go on. So, I mean, it's I can see it happening.
Yeah, and I agree. The earlier, the better. Momentum shifts, confidence shifts. So, yeah, that's a great point there. That would be incredible. At the same time, I wouldn't want them to be exposed to a counter or anything like that. But on that note, Joe, Inter came out last match, as they do sometimes. They had five in the midfield, three back, and it worked. Do you expect both of these teams to come out in the same formations, or do you expect some slight changes to be made among both squads, knowing that, hey, maybe Inter might want to be a little bit more defensive, at least for part of the match, this match, or maybe because Bayern's got more to lose here, they have to score and score early. Do you expect to see any major or slight formation changes in this match?
I think their approach will be what I just suggested before, in that if they have the mindset to know, I say they, as in Bayern, has the mindset to know that, yes, they have to, the pressure's on them to get a goal, like I said earlier, would be better, that they're going to play in that way. But these are professionals. This is a good club. That they're going to be trained in such a way not to overexert themselves or to play outside of themselves and still playing within themselves and to do what they do well. And I think they're going to be looking. I mean, that's one of the exciting parts of having a quick turnaround on these two-legged ties, is that they now saw each other within the last week and go back to every moment, literally, and to see where they went, did well, where they didn't, and what they can do about it with the personnel they have in place. I don't see them changing too much. I see them just maybe going in with just a slightly different approach. Right. And knowing that now it's the result. Now it's like, it's a job to get done. It's a result they're after rather than actually the performance. Yes, the performance has to be mindful of it, how well they do it. But it's also, at the end of the day, a job and a result they have to achieve.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think it's going to be a fun one. I think this is going to be a close one. And Joe, you want to go ahead? Lead with a prediction here?
Yes. Bayern. They're going to get two goals.
Okay.
They're going to keep Inter from scoring. They're winning 2-0. They're going on.
Holy cow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that would definitely be a game to watch. That would be something else. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why not?
I could see it. I could see it. I mean, they have one heck of a squad this season, so that is a possibility, sure. I think I'm going to go with the most likely outcome. I think, being the advantage of where they're playing, they seem in really good form, they're up one. It's hard to bet against Inter being led by the Argentinian Martinez. they're just a really solid team. I don't think there's a ton out there that can beat them consistently. And I think they're going to go further in this Champions League. So I'm going to go with Inter continuing their Champions League play at a high level. And I have them winning this by a margin. It's going to be 2-1.
Okay. So they can continue on. All right. Well, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun fixture either way. I want to sit down and watch this game because I think that, again, this seems to me like one of the closest potential outcomes out of all of them thus far.
Right. And that's, I think, what you said, that's going to be that's the draw to this particular one. So, yeah, hopefully everybody gets a chance to watch and enjoy it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you get the chance, please hit that like and that subscribe. And as always, till next time.